Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 62. Today, under mainly clear skies. Lows around 40. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Heavy rain likely. Tomorrow, 49. Overcast skies. Slight chance for a mix of rain and snow. Friday, highs around 40. 38. Partly cloudy. Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are less than a week away to the kickoff of the state legislative session 2026, and Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, says he has many issues on the agenda that will be hit right out of the gate to try and wrap up on time this year, with one of the main issues this year focusing on the budgetary process.
You know, really the top issue for me personally and for the whole body is our budget. Budgets are changing. Certainly we've been overspending our budget and more expenses than revenue. And so we got to continue to really look at that budget. Property taxes continue to be a big deal. I just had a call actually on the way out here on that. We're looking at the things that we can do. A lot of the property tax issues are really at a local level, county and city, school districts. But there is a place that we can work on that, and we're going to find a solution this year. And
Mid-America Network News.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties, limited powertrain warranty, special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount. See dealer for details.
The Cloud County Sheriff's Office say they are battling some issues at the beginning of the new year for 2026, saying that they are temporarily closing one of their jails after several staff resignations. KSN News reports the announcement came on a social media post last week during the holiday weekend, as Sheriff Ken Davis said the turnover has left Cloud County law enforcement centers unable to operate during that time, saying that at least three employees have quit recently, with possibly a fourth one on the way. As the 85-person facility, legally it requires 12 employees to safely run four shifts at the jail, and right now the facility is operating with only 8. In the statement on social media, he says, quote, when four walk away over a weekend, that leaves us threadbare and not able to safely operate. He goes on to say that there's much more to the staffing story, but the primary factor driving turnover is simple, which is pay. While we attract many good people, the wage is not competitive enough to retain them. Individuals can earn similar pay elsewhere in the community without the stress, risk, and demands that come with working in a correctional facility.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the new year, law enforcement says they have some new patrols and enforcement they are working on across the state of Nebraska after the Grand Island Police Department says that they are partnering with the AARP of Nebraska to try to enforce new cryptocurrency fraud and prevention ordinances.
All the businesses are aware of the new law, the city code, and are all in support of it. I've spoke to them all personally. They know we're coming. And the last thing they want is seniors or anybody at all being out money, becoming a victim of this. The response has been great.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where the ordinance officially went into effect as of November 20th, following the approval from the Grand Island City Council on November 4th. Other communities around the state of Nebraska say they are working on similar ordinances to try and prevent the fraud. Good America Network News.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State University Ag Economics will host an Ag Profitability Conference in Mankato Tuesday, January 23rd. The current farm landscape will be discussed, including international trade and tariff impacts, budgeting for crop profitability, ag policy, farm transition considerations, and more. Advance registration requested with more information online at agmanager.info/profitability or contact your local Extension office. The conference runs Tuesday, January 23rd, 8:30 till 2:30 at the Mankato Community Center. River Valley Extension District is offering a four-week series for those with type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, and their support persons and others managing this chronic condition. The program will be held Thursdays 2 until 4 p.m. beginning January 15th, continuing through February 5th, and will be held in Concordia at the NCK Medical Center. Advance registration is requested. For information, contact Caitlin Moore, Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent at 785-243-8185. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County December 27. 70-year-old John Dale of Seneca was crossing U.S. 36 in Seneca near 1st Street and was struck by a vehicle driven by 16-year-old Chase Zimmerling of Seneca. Dale was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. USD 498 parents, students, and community members invited to the Valley Heights Site Council meeting Wednesday evening at 6 at the Blue Rapids Grade School. State of the district update, enrollment trends, projections, financial implications, and facility updates and plans will be among discussion items. Marshall County Historical Society will host Coffee and Conversation Friday at 1 at the Historic Courthouse in Marysville. Open to the public, the topic will be Out with the Old, In with the New, and participants are welcome to bring an item and share its story. For additional information, contact the Historic Society office in the Historic Courthouse in Marysville. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Michael J. Mike Payshaw, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Pachinko Cemetery, south of Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Payshaw. Ralph N. Wink, age 78 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Friday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ralph Wink. Rita Diane Colburn, age 83 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private graveside service to be held at Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Diane Colburn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, breaded fish, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, asparagus, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, zucchini and tomato, and fruited jello. KNDY News, time is 7:12.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Marysville Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day is Thursday, January 8th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville, with vegetable beef, potato, chili, and chicken noodle soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Serving 11 to 7, dine in or carry out. Soup Day Thursday at St. Gregory's Church Hall, Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then some rain showers are possible on a Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers continue off and on throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And more rain and snow may be possible early Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. 40s, then staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s, and sunny on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 45, record high on this date 68, the average low 22, and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:03. It's 33 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of January. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Is there a mystery to be solved in the NFL? Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. John Harbaugh yesterday fired by the Ravens after 18 seasons. His camp says they've already had 7 teams reach out to express interest. There are 6 jobs open in addition to the one he was just fired from. ESPN's Jameson Hensley in Baltimore.
John is at peace with this decision. John believes this is best for both parties and that it was time for a reset, including Lamar Jackson. And someone did point out to me that the removal of John Harbaugh as coach, it's not quite coincidental that it comes in the year where they need to redo Lamar Jackson's contract. His salary cap number goes up to $74.5 million this offseason.
Today is also Lamar Jackson's 29th birthday. Lions have fired their offensive coordinator, John Morton, after one season. In Washington, both coordinators are out. Defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr., as expected, but also offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. College, LSU giving the thumbs up to Charlie Weiss and Kevin Smith to continue coaching with Ole Miss in the playoffs. Washington quarterback Damon Williams announcing last night he's entering the transfer portal. Just days ago, he agreed to return to the Huskies for next season. NBA, Cavaliers beat the Pacers 120-116. Indy's 13th straight loss, longest in history in their franchise. Pelicans have dropped 8 straight. Lakers rally in the fourth to beat New Orleans last night. Wolves by 28 over Miami. Wizards top the Magic for the first time in a dozen games. Grizzlies edge the Spurs 106-105. College men's action. Auburn thought it had edged Texas A&M, but a game-winning three-pointer is waved off. A&M wins it. Kansas rallies from down 16 to beats TCU in overtime. Second-ranked Michigan goes to 14-0, a 2-point win over Penn State. Duke tops Louisville 84-73, Houston by 4 over Texas Tech. Hockey, Lightning doubling up the Avs 4-2 for an 8th straight win. Islanders crush the Devils 9-0.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know you can't cook. You're not one of those people who say that they can, but when people come over for dinner, they find out the hard way you can't. You can't even microwave popcorn, and that's literally just one button. Plus, measuring and patience are huge parts of cooking, and that's just not you. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Chapman 45-36. Wamego held off Clay Center 64-37. Rock Creek girls over Concordia 52-36. And Halstead took Abilene 67-26. In boys play, Marysville trimmed Chapman 44-31. Clay Center beat Wamego 58-57. Rock Creek stopped Concordia 71-67.
64. Abilene fell to Halstead, 84-72. Twin Valley Lake girls action. Axtell over Frankfurt, 55-11. Hanover took Blue Valley, 54-43. Valley Heights down Clifton Clyde, 62-44. Lynn over Washington County girls, 61-17. In boys play, Axtell over Frankfurt, 65-32. Hanover topped Blue Valley, 70-37. Valley Heights fell to Clifton Clyde, 66-28. Lynn boys over Washington County, 70-68. In overtime, Centralia beat Onega, 57-53.
The Wildcats are gearing up for Big 12 battles you won't want to miss. Catch both men's and women's basketball all season long as they take on the best of the Big 12 right here at home. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get your conference play tickets now at kstatesports.com/tickets. The annual fan favorite wine night is back in Bramlage Coliseum. For only $15, you can order your package to see the Cats host Oklahoma State on Tuesday, February 10th. Package includes a K-State wine stopper, access into the Shamrock Zone pregame, plus a ticket to the Oklahoma State game. Visit kstatesports.com/tickets or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
From ABC News Wall Street Now, a week into the new year, the major stock averages are setting new records. Gains for AI chip makers and drug companies pushed the Dow up 484 points yesterday to an all-time high close at 49,462. The NASDAQ and S&P each added more than 0.6%. Saber-rattling may become check-writing. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has told congressional lawmakers that President Trump intends not to invade Greenland, but to buy it. Neither Rubio nor Trump has offered details. A week after legendary investor Warren Buffett stepped down, the new CEO at Berkshire Hathaway is getting a raise. Greg Abel was previously a vice chair at the company. Moving into the corner office will get him $25 million a year. You're likely to find an order form in the office break room or a tween standing on your doorstep. Girl Scout cookies have gone on sale for another season. The newest, called the Explore More, is inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day, and it was a choppy day of trade overall. Over in the grains market, they kicked off the morning yesterday mostly in the green, but however, as the day went on, some more red numbers started to pop up, and they finished up mixed to mostly lower across the board. For the seeds market, a similar story. After leaning mostly in the green to kick off the day, some more red numbers actually finished up across the board to close up the day. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs were mostly in the green from start to finish yesterday. Let's hope that the trends that we saw yesterday was just a hiccup and see if these trends can turn things around throughout the day today. Starting in the corn market, March corn down half a cent at 444 even. May down 0.75 cents at 451 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March up 0.75 cents at 521 1/2. May unchanged at 533 1/4. In the oats market, March oats up 3.5 at 308 even. May up 4 1/4 at 316 even. In the bean market, March beans down 5 3/4 at 1056 1/4. May down 6 1/4 at 1068 even. Soybean meal for March down 40 cents at 299.50. May down 20 cents at 303.80. Soybean oil for March down 47 cents at 49.40. May down 46 cents at 49.95. In the canola market, March canola up 310 at 613.90. May up 280 at 623.90. In the cotton market, March cotton up 41 cents at 65.06. May up 44 cents at 66.43. And in the energies, crude oil for February down $1.34 at 56.98. March down $1.29 at 56.79. Unleaded gas for February down 2 cents to $1.69. March also down 2 cents at $1.72. Heating oil for February down 6 cents down to $2.08. March down a nickel at $2.07. Natural gas for February down 15 cents at $3.36. And March down a nickel at $2.83.
Homestead Land Company is selling approximately 602 acres west of Morroville in Washington County, Kansas for the G&J Global Trust on Friday, January 16th with live and online bidding. The land will be sold in two tracts. Tract 1 contains terraced upland, creek bottom, pasture, and wildlife habitat. Tract 2 is a good upland and creek bottom farm. Live and online bidding is happening January 16th at 10 a.m. at the Cougar's Den in Moroville, Kansas. For more information, log on to homesteadland.com or call me, Dave Burrish, at 402-239-9717.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas weather usually has lots of variety throughout the year, and 2025 was no different. Assistant State Climatologist at K-State, Matt Siddle, explains how this year's weather averages for temperature, precipitation, and severe weather compare to the overall average. He first comments on temperature.
We still have a few days to go in the year, but it looks like right now 2025 is going to finish above normal. And this is going to be the sixth consecutive year in which we've had above normal average for the entire year here in Kansas, going back from 2020 to 2025.
Siddle discusses how this year's precipitation compares to the average.
Overall, again, a few days left to go, is going to come in just slightly, maybe an inch above normal. Average annual precipitation for the whole state combined is right at 29 inches, but we do see much more precipitation in southeast Kansas, over 40 inches a year, whereas western Kansas tends to be in the 16 to 20 inch range. So far this year, through the end of November, we are just a little over 29 inches of precip. So we're going to finish above normal, not by much, mind you, because December so far has been pretty dry, but I think we're just going to be a little bit above normal. However, like most things, it was not average all year round. We had some wetter months and some drier months during the year.
Severe weather is also a factor of Kansas weather, and he shares information on two categories.
On average, Kansas has 86 tornadoes a year. That's based on the last 25 years of data compiled by the Storm Prediction Center. The preliminary count right now is 45 tornadoes for the year. I say it's preliminary because the final number will be out, I think, sometime in 2026. But right now it's 45, so we averaged just a little over half of the tornadoes that we do in a year. The most serious weather event in terms of loss of life was on March 14th in northwest Kansas. That was when there was a dust storm that impacted drivers on I-70 between Goodland and Colby. Unfortunately, there were 8 fatalities because there were over 70 vehicles involved in a huge accident along Interstate 70. So it's not always the tornadoes that cause the loss of life.
That was Assistant State Climatologist at K-State, Matt Siddle, as he recapped Kansas weather in 2025. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Have a January birthday? We have some fun legend and lore behind your birthstone on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. That's 800-656-9173.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. On this day in 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game, and actor Nicolas Cage celebrates a birthday. If you have a January birthday, your birthstone is garnet. That name has its roots in the Latin word for pomegranate for its resemblance to pomegranate seeds. There's a vast amount of lore surrounding your birthstone. Ancient Greeks called it lampstone for its glowing properties. Some legends say dragon's eyes were made of garnet, and Judaic literature says garnet was used to light the way for Noah's Ark. Today, the power of garnet is said to prevent nightmares and to bring friendship and safe travels. Dreaming of losing a garnet necklace is also said to bring good luck. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about birthstones at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour. Middle 60s on a high could nudge a record high of 68 today. Not quite, but almost. Then look at middle 40s tomorrow on the high side, only around 40 by Friday, with chances of precipitation moving in Thursday into Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks are back at it after the holiday break, going into conference play where they went into overtime with the TCU Horned Frogs last night and topping them in overtime with a 104-100 victory. The win puts the Jayhawks at an 11-4 overall record for the season so far, after the Jayhawks put 17 points on the board during that overtime play. Darren Peterson was the big scorer for the night, putting 32 points on the board with 32 minutes to play, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Trey White had 22 points. Melvin Council Jr. with 18, and Flory Badunga with 16 and 41 minutes of play. The Jayhawks overall have dropped down to the number 22 spot in that AP overall nationwide poll. They're back in action on Saturday. We're on the road taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. That tip off on Saturday at 11 a.m. On the Wildcats side of things, they're back in action for their first conference play tonight with their tip off at 8 p.m. taking on number 1 Arizona. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Upset win for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs, riding all the way over the Chapman Irish 45-36. 10-point first quarter lead. Marysville was up 9 at the half. Never let that lead go. Paced by Reese Packett with 12 points. 8 Marysville Bulldogs scored. Chapman was led by Jai Rogers with 19 of their 36 points. 45-36 the final, as Marysville improves to 2-5, 1-3. Chapman falls to 6-2, 1-2. Marysville boys held on for a win in the nightcap. 44-31. Double-digit win, but it wasn't that easy. J.T. Becker led scoring with 12 points for a night. Jess Benson finally well for Chapman. Marysville outscored them 12-4 down the stretch for that 44-31 victory, as the Bulldogs improved to 2-5, 1-3. Chapman winless in 8 starts, 3 league starts. Marysville at Play Center Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Chapman 45-36. Flamingo held off Clay Center 64-37. Rock Creek girls over Concordia 52-36. And Halstead took Abilene 67-26. In boys play, Marysville trimmed Chapman 44-31. Clay Center beat Wamego 58-57. Rock Creek stopped Concordia 71-64. Abilene fell to Halstead 84-72. Twin Valley Lake girls action. Axtell over Frankfort 55-11. Hanover took Blue Valley 54-43. Valley Heights down Clifton Clyde 62-44. Lynn over Washington County girls 61-17. In boys play, Axtell over Frankfort 65-32. Hanover topped Blue Valley 70-37. Valley Heights fell to Clifton Clyde 66-28. Lynn boys over Washington County 70-68. In overtime, Centralia beat Onega 57-53.
Twin Valley League athletes are firing on all cylinders once again. And with so many great teams in the TVL, one thing is for sure, you don't want to miss a second. The best way to keep up to date with everything in the TVL is the TVL Sports Spotlight. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, proud host of The Spotlight. Head over to TVLSpotlight.com for the latest news, scores, and stories from one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. That's the TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Start your new year with a new career. Landall is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company, hiring for production as well as a mechanic and graphic designer with competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, 6-month evaluation raise from hiring date, plus overtime, bonuses, paid time off, paid holidays, and all-inclusive insurance with a $500 deductible and more. Apply online today at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
KNDY.